Hey, it's Candy. Did you know that I have a quiz to help coaches choose their niche? Yeah, I do. It's super popular and it has been taken more than 20,000 times. This is a fun quiz that takes you about 2 minutes to do, and it will probably give you way more clarity on choosing your best coaching niche. So now, whether you say niche or niche, it's going to work for you. And if you're a coach and you have been stuck in niche indecision, wondering what to do, then you should take my quiz and find out what you learn. You can take the quiz today at coachnichequiz.com. That's coachnichequiz.com. Okay, let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of She Coaches Coaches. I have a return guest here, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about her. It's been a while since she's been on the show, and you're going to be amazed at all the amazing things that she has been up to. So let me begin by introducing her. Heather Hester is the founder of Chrysalis Mama. And that is an organization that provides support and education to parents and allies of LGBTQIA adolescents, teens, and young adults. She is also the creator and host of the international top podcast, Just Breathe, Parenting Your LGBTQ Teen. As an advocate and coach, she believes that the coming out process is equal parts beauty and mess. She works with her clients to let go of fear and the feelings of isolation so that they can reconnect with themselves and their children with awareness and compassion. Heather also works with organizations via specialized programming, bringing education and empowerment with a human touch. She is so excited to announce the release of her first book on May 14th, 2024, Parenting with Pride, Unlearn Bias and Embrace, Empower and Love Your LGBTQ plus Teen. She's married to the funniest guy she's ever known and the mother of four extraordinary children, two of whom are LGBTQIA and one very sassy mini burn doodle. Heather believes in being authentic and embracing the messiness, and you can almost always find her with a cup of coffee nearby, whether she's at her computer on her yoga mat or listening to her favorite music. So, long introduction, but what I wanted to say is that Heather is one of the most lovely people, and you're going to love this conversation. Her book is going to be amazing. I haven't read it yet. It is coming out, but I'm really looking forward to it. And for all of you who have experienced the coming out process for yourself, or you know somebody who has a friend, a brother, a sister, a mother, father, or child, this woman has a message for you. So Heather, I'm so glad you're here.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here again with you and to talk about all of these things. This is very, very exciting.
Yes. So this is one of the podcast episodes for your book tour. You've got this new book that you've written. And I mean, for the outside world, this book just sort of has arrived, but it's been in the works for a long time. Tell me about your journey. Tell me about what it's like to write a book of this nature.
It is really hard. I mean, to be really, really honest.
And you're an author and a wordsmith, so we know that that's really good. Right.
Yes, there it is. It's hard. I'm done. No. It is, you know, it took this book really started like 7 years ago, and you know, started in the form of journaling and journal entries and little scraps of paper where I would write things, or I would be in a meeting and I would like write down things that would come to me in that meeting, and that would be in another notebook. And I mean, I've always been a writer. That's kind of been my thing. But I think it was probably 2018-ish that I was like, maybe I'll see, like, start writing a book proposal. Let's see what we can come up with here. And started this whole process of writing a book proposal, was literally at the stage of like sending this out to agents, and the pandemic hit. So I was like, we're shelving it. Totally shelved it. Was like, this is not the right time, clearly. And about a year and a half ago, I had this lovely guest on my podcast, and she and I, you know, we're talking about all of these different things. And she's like, you need to have a book. And I was like, well, I kind of do a little bit somewhere. I mean, all these things, right? On a million different post-its and sheets of paper. And she ended up introducing me to her publisher, and I had all these different conversations and showing of my writing and my work that I had so far. And they decided they would publish my book, which was amazing. I was absolutely like over the moon excited. Now, I've never written a book before, and I there are a lot of lessons that I have learned along the way. End of the day, so grateful that they, you know, Familius Publishing decided to publish my book and to walk through this process with me. However, the next time I do this, I will definitely seek a community. That would be my first thing that I would do, is have a community of other authors, because there were so many times that I was like, is this normal? Like, should I be feeling this way? Like, should I want to throw my laptop out the window every single time I work with my editor? I don't feel like that's normal. So, you know, little things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, have this book that is, I'm putting out into the world next month, that I am so proud of and I'm so excited about. And I'm actually in the process right now of reading it for the audio for Audible. And I will tell you, I read these chapters and I think, oh, this is so good. I'm so glad people are going to get to hear this.
And now you love your editor, right?
I do. I mean, yesterday she sent me a picture because she just got her physical copies of the books, and mine are like on the way, which I can't even believe. And I was like, okay, you know what? There were days that I really was mad at you, but at the end of the day, so good. I mean, she pulled out of me what needed to be pulled out of me, right? So yeah.
That's so cool. Yes. That is so cool. So, I mean, this is all about, I really hear this process, right? Like the journey of the process. Oh. And, you know, maybe you started 7 years ago, and you might not quite know the answer to this question, but it needs to be asked, is like, why? Why this book? And not just why this book, but why did this book have to come through you?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I think since before this journey even began for us, but certainly since the day that Connor came out and he said, Mom, I'm gay, my life, you know, kind of simultaneously came into like clear focus and shifted 180 degrees in ways that I never, ever expected. And so the past 7 years have been this like incredible learning experience, but each thing that I've learned, or there have been certain things that I have felt so deeply that needed to be shared with other people. For instance, after we got through the first 18 months, which were very, very difficult, and Connor really struggled a lot, and we kind of got to this place where we were like, okay, breath. I was like, I need to like put things out there because no other parents should have to go through this. So like, it wasn't even like a question of, well, is it me? I don't know. Should it be? It just was me. And that's when I created the website and I just started, you know, throwing all of like these resources that I had found because I didn't want other parents to struggle. I didn't want other humans to struggle if I could help in some way. And that's kind of been this whole process. Like, that's why I did the podcast, right? That's why I wrote this book, because I keep thinking like this whole time, like as I've, the entire writing process was, I am sharing this so that others do not feel alone. And it was never a question of whether or not I was the right one. It was, of course, I'm supposed to be doing this. Like, I was just guided to do it, I guess is the best way to say that. A lot of this was just, and I don't know if that's too woo-woo for everyone, but I really felt like I was a conduit in a lot of ways of just, this needs to be said, this needs to be out there, and I am the vessel that is saying it.
Yeah. And it's kind of, I don't know, it's interesting. And so that why question really came up for me because like, I can see this, you know, so somebody else does not feel alone, but there's countless parents and grandparents and sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles who have gone through this and have struggled and also don't want people to feel alone, but yet they don't create a huge resourceful website that has so many resources for people who are struggling. They don't go out and create a podcast that's top 1.5% internationally. They don't publish a book, right? Like, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
That there's lots of people who have that experience and would never, you know, would do anything that they could think of that would make somebody else's life a little bit smoother, you know, whether it's the teen who's coming out or if it's the family member experiencing it or the friend or the teacher. But yet, like, if, you know, if you look, I know they always say 20/20 hindsight, but if you look at what you've actually created, like, have you ever done that? Like, looked and said, oh my God, look at all this stuff, right? And so, you know, all of these things will be in the episode notes. But for those of you that are listening to this, go and look at what has been created. These are, you know, acts of service to support you, your family, your kids, your children's friends, you know, like all of that, right? Like, it's amazing.
Thank you. That's so nice. No, I don't typically, and I this is something that I'm working on doing more of, is like stopping and like appreciating and taking a breath and being like, oh wow, okay, like this is really good, because I think I've been like, okay, wait, but more people need to know that it's okay, that they're not alone, or that this information. So I've just like kind of like, I have felt so driven by this that it's typically you or my husband who are like, could you just stop for a minute and like look back at all of this and look back and like where we were 7 years ago and then 5 years ago and 3 years ago. And it is funny too. I mean, even things that, you know, I wrote a lot of this book right over the past 7 years, but really kind of like stopped writing and began editing a little over a year ago. Even in that time, like the shifts that I've had in like certain things that I've been like, okay. I mean, it's not bad. It's just like shifts, right?
Yes.
So they keep happening, and it's, you know, as it does for all of us, our entire lives. It's just so interesting to make, you know, to kind of take note of that. But I, you know, why me? I don't know. I just think that this was my, it's such a passion for me. It feels so big and so important. And I don't have a very articulate answer for you. I'm very sorry.
No, it was quite articulate. And I think part of it is so many people are always thinking, like, what's my purpose here on this planet? What's my purpose in life? And I was reading something a little while ago that said, you know, you're not, everybody has a purpose. It's not like some people don't and some people do, and only if you're lucky that you find out. But that you, and you're not kind of like, I know this mental picture is a little bit weird, but it's not like the fairy godmother comes and boinks you on the head with their wand and says, here's your purpose. It's created, right? Like you create your purpose with what you create and what you're passionate about. And so, you know, the subtext, like, because this podcast is for coaches, but coaches, as you're listening to this, listen for that subtext, listen for that emotion that is behind the, I am so passionate. I am driven. Like you can hear that as Heather is talking. And that for you, as you're thinking about being a coach, as you're coaching your people, listen to that hot track, right? And so, you know, this is just like a little subtext on the side, but I think it's really important for us to witness that. We don't often get to see a deep, thoughtful, purposeful life, right? And you've just demonstrated that for us. So that's amazing. I love it.
Thank you.
So cool. So let me, you had said, here's a couple of questions that you can ask. And this one, I really want to read this because it's quite specifically worded. And also, I think that this is really common. So Heather, one of the things that you said is that when your child comes out to you, this question, are you sure, is probably the worst question that you can ask them. Why is that? And what would be a better approach?
Sure. You know, somebody asked me that question a week or so ago in another interview. And I was like, that is such a great question. That's why I, you know, shared it with you too, because I was like, oh my goodness, this is one of my favorite things that I, you know, have talked about on the podcast and I wrote about in the book. And I love that that's what they kind of picked up, you know, one of the things they picked up on. And it's because it is a question that is such a knee-jerk question for a parent or a, you know, a grandparent, anyone that has someone come out to them. And if they're surprised by that information. So that's kind of if you are surprised, that is 9 times out of 10, the response, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it is a bad question to ask, which we asked it. So I talk about this very openly and freely, and it's not being critical of anyone at all, because I understand that it's like such a natural thing to be like, are you sure? We did it to Connor. And we've subsequently had many conversations about it. And Connor did come on the podcast and actually talk about it a lot and explain from like the kid's point of view, why. And the reason is when someone comes out to you, whether they're telling you that they are gay or transgender or non-binary, this is not an idea that just popped into their head earlier that day. It is something that they have likely been thinking about for months, if not years. In Connor's case, it was years. And so by the time that they have to go through like their own process to even get to this place where they are ready to share this information. So for our response to be like, are you sure, is so upsetting, because they're like, are you kidding me? I've been thinking about this forever. And like, I have literally been tortured with it and finally come to terms with it. And now you, my loved one, are asking me if I'm sure. So, you know, give yourself some grace and be, you know, some gentleness. And also, you know, if you've already had someone come out to you and that has been your response, just circle back with them and have a conversation about it. And, you know, explain and ask for their thoughts on it. I think that's always, if you're ever in a position where you don't know how to respond, ask them whatever they have shared with you. You know, what does that mean to you? Or what did that, how did that make you feel when I said that? Or what does coming out as non-binary, what does that mean to you when you're telling me this information? That gives you a minute to take a breath and also learn, because what it means to us as grown adults is likely different than what it means to them. You know, if this again is your child or a younger person who is coming out to you. So that is one of my favorite things. And the best thing, really, honestly, I mean, we make it so difficult, is really to say thank you and to say, you know, this was so courageous of you to share this information. Thank you so much for trusting me with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Period. Yep. That's all we need to say.
Yeah. I see you.
Yes.
Right.
And
truthfully, that child is exactly the same human that you've loved their entire life. Nothing has changed.
Not one thing. And they need to know that. They need to know that that is what you think. That's so important. Right. Mm.
That's so great. Yeah. Hmm. So there's something about a movie reel and a movie reel idea. What is that?
So the movie reel, first of all, this came to me when I was like literally in the height of like crisis, our like original crisis with Connor. And I was in a meeting with some of the teachers and counselors at school. He was a junior at that time in high school. And I mean, I was like doing everything I could to like keep myself pulled together and figure out a plan of action. And I was, one of the counselors was an out gay man, and so helpful, so completely helpful. And so he was sharing things with me, and I said to him, I was just like, you know, near tears the whole time. And I was like, I just feel like our entire movie reel has blown up. And he was like, oh my gosh, that's like such a good way to say this. And we had this really lovely conversation around the idea of the movie reel, which is, you know, when our children are born, like from the moment that they're born, this movie reel begins. We start imagining, like we start creating it for them, right? We start imagining who they're going to be in the world, and what they're going to look like, and who they're going to marry, and where they're going to live. And, you know, all of these things are based on like a million different clues. Their toys they like to play with, their friends, their favorite color, their favorite clothes, like all the things, right? But we create that.
Right.
So all along, we're creating this movie reel subconsciously. We don't realize we're doing it. And because we live in a heteronormative society, cisgender society, it is just automatic that we think, you know, that I would think Connor's going to marry a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just that's how we're wired right now. And so we are actively working on rewiring that, but that's going to take a generation or two to do. So while we do that, this is what we're working through. So when your child comes out to you, all of that blows up. Because it's not just who they're going to marry. It's, oh my gosh, are they going to be safe? How are they going to have a job? Are they going to be discriminated against? Are they going to be safe in the world? Like, can they move different geographic places? Mm-hmm. Maybe not, right? Like all these different pieces, like all the original stuff that you all of a sudden become very aware of this movie reel that you were never really aware of before. And it's important to allow yourself to have that moment or moments or time, whatever that time is, to allow that to completely blow up, to grieve it, to let it go, and then embrace this new movie reel that you get and realize that it's your kid's movie reel and you just get to enjoy it.
Yes. And that they don't have to live their life based on your unconscious story that you've written.
Correct. And yeah. I mean, frankly, that's a load off of you. It's one less thing you have to do, you know?
Totally. Love right? it.
Just enjoy
so
it.
Let's just go back to the book, because I think, you know, to me, that's the real purpose for this conversation. And, you know, so here's the question. It sounds a little bit odd, but when somebody gets your book, What's the first thing that you want them to do with it?
Oh, goodness. We'll read it.
Well, I don't know. Is it?
I mean,
I don't know. Like, is it just to, is there an approach that is a, does it always start with the introduction? I don't know.
I wrote this very much so that it could be journaled, that you could journal along with it. So every chapter in there in the book gives an opportunity to like really stop and think about like where you are right now, where your loved ones are right now, where you'd like to be, like what kind of growth you would like to see. So it is not a like pick it up and read it through in 10 hours kind of book. It is like, it is something that is designed very intentionally to take some time. So you may not, you know, want to pick it up and read it. You may want to, you know, just read the introduction,
right?
And kind of take that in. It is definitely, you want to read it, you know, you don't want to start in the middle because then it will make no sense. It is designed to be read from the front to the back, but certainly, you know, maybe start with that intro and be like, is this for me or is this for someone else that I know?
Mm-hmm.
It might be better suited for a loved one, or, you know, somebody at work, or, you know, there are a multitude of places that this book could be shared.
I love that. So the idea that I had is that when you buy the book, also make sure you get the audio version, because then you can listen to it. You're going to hear it differently when you listen to it being read, and you could read it while you're listening to it. And then the other thing is to start by buying yourself a fun journal, so that this is the journal that goes with this book.
Yes.
And don't rush through it, right? You know, so like you said, maybe just read the introduction and then write some reflection on what, you know, what you're noticing, where you're at, what you're learning so far. And maybe you decide that you read this 10 chapters. I think you said 10 chapters, right?
It's like I'm in the middle of reading it right now. So
okay.
I think it's a total like 21 chapters.
So maybe you do a chapter a week.
Yes.
And maybe you do it with somebody. Like, it could be a really great thing to do on your own, one chapter a week. And in, you know, just over a few months, you're going to have completely transformed your experience. So journal, don't rush, start at the beginning, allow it to be a journey. Like, you've taken 7 or 8 years of experience and condensed it into one book. So they're not going to learn everything and do everything all at once, and do the multi-format, you know, read it and listen to it, and even do it with a friend, you know, do it with somebody side by side so that it's more fun that way too.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Oh my goodness. I definitely think, I mean, I think it would be a fun, even book club book, because
yes,
it would be fun to share, you know, again, if you're at a place where you feel safe talking about, you know, that it is kind of want your safety tree for it, but, certainly might be a fun, intimate group.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that idea too.
Oh yeah.
Ah, so great. Okay, Heather, so we've been talking and we've talked about so much stuff. I always love our conversations. Can you share with me first, how do people get the book? How do they find out more about you? And I think you also have a free gift that you have for offer too.
Yes. So you can pre-order the book right now on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, any of your favorite online booksellers. There it is, available for pre-order. It does launch into the world on May 14th. And so it will be available many places starting then. I believe that you'll have a link for that as well. So you can
I will. Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can reach me. The best way to reach me is through my website, and it is chrysalismama.com. There is a whole page on the website about the book, but also I cover like really all the things, the resources, the blog, the podcast, the story, the, all the work that I, all the different ways that you could work with me or share, you know, share what I do with the world. And I have recently created a gift for you called Pronouns Made Easy. And it's come from, you know, many years of people asking lots of questions about how to use pronouns and what do different words mean and how do I use them? And it's, you know, it gets a little nerve wracking if you're not quite sure how to use either pronouns right, or you don't, you know, really like words are a little, they are confusing. Like this is all confusing if you're kind of coming to it for the first time, or you're just, you just want to make sure that you say, you know, you don't want to insult somebody. And it's always better to try than to not say anything at all. So that's why I created this. So that, that is my free gift to you. I'm excited for you to have it, enjoy it, and reach out with any questions.
Wonderful. Thank you. So I've totally enjoyed the conversation. And for all of you who are listening, go and check out the episode notes. All the links to get all those things are going to be in there. Heather, thank you so much. And I'm so excited to read your book. It's going to be great.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Candy. I always love our conversations.
Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.